The system change we need is Socialism. Newsnight's coverage of the climate strikes included a discussion on what the movement's spontaneous slogan of system change, not climate change, actually means. The camera panned to a Socialist Party member selling the Socialist newspaper, pictured left. "We say the system change we need is socialism." System change is widely understood to mean regulation of the existing capitalist-owned polluters. But this has failed for over two decades. Socialist change, ending capitalist ownership, is what's necessary. Profit is the problem, excerpts from a speech by Dave Reid, Secretary of Socialist Party Wales, on the Cardiff youth strike. Virtually all the politicians now say there's a climate emergency. They all agree something has to be done. But why is nothing being done? Why have they not put in place sustainable public transport systems that would allow people to leave their cars at home? Why have they not started transitioning to green energy using the technology available? There is an invisible hand that stops them from carrying out what the world needs. And that invisible hand is profit. Because the politicians don't control the resources of this planet, 300 corporations control 80% of the resources of this planet. They are the ones who can decide, and all they are concerned about is profit. And it's not just because they are evil, although some of them might be. It's because if one of them were to stand up and say, "Okay, we are not going to make a profit, we are going to go into green energy," they'd be fired. Because the system works that way. We have to change the system. That means we should take over the resources and bring them into public ownership. We need to nationalize them. If we take over these corporations, we can plan the use of the world's resources democratically, in a sustainable way, so that we can achieve cheap public transport available to all, cheap green energy, and eradicate unnecessary plastics, but in a way that creates decently paid jobs. That is why we call for socialist change to end climate change. "Unions have the power," excerpts from a speech by Paul Couchman, secretary of the Surrey branch of Public Service Union Unison, personal capacity, at the Guildford youth strike. "Today marks an important new step in the youth strike for climate movement, and sees the young people linking up with workers in protests and short stoppages across the country. This is so important, because of the potential power that workers have. Just imagine. Coordinated strike action by workers can bring whole industries, cities, and even countries to a standstill. Trade unions have over 6 million members and vast resources, which can and should be used to mobilize their members to fight. The TUC, which brings together all the unions, is supporting today's action with a call for a 30-minute lunchtime protest such as this one. But imagine if they called for a whole day shutdown. Then the government and the big corporations would have to sit up and take note. There's one more thing that you can do to get organized. Develop democratic structures to help you work out slogans and demands, and maybe look at other issues, such as fair funding for schools, fighting against academies and privatization, school uniform, equality. Why not set up school students' unions in your schools